Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time for another lesson about life in the sandbox. I am joined by the one and only Ron Price back here with me in Studio A. Mr. Price, good morning.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. We've heard lots of great advice from you over the last few weeks since we started this segment, so I wanted to thank you for coming in every week to talk with me about life in the sandbox. And this week, it is something called the XYZ technique.
That's right. And Scott, I will honor what you just said, that I am brilliant. I know everything there is to know. Okay, can I stop? Is that enough Ron foolery for you?
You know more than I do, so that's...
Well, you know what? I've been to more conferences where they teach this kind of stuff. No, well, that's the difference. I have learned from the best of the best of the best. Pick those items that I think are the most impactful, the most usable, practical, what have you. And I love to share them. And today is no exception. Well, XYZ.
We thank you for sharing it with us. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about voicing a concern to somebody in a way that they'll thank you rather than punch you.
Yeah. All right. I'm all ears.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. You know, we're going to get upset with people we work with, we live with, we engage with on a regular basis. Family members, friends, anybody. There are going to be times when people will get on your nerves. Hello. And many times you can blow it off. It's just a little thing. Blow it off. But what if it's a concern that's going to damage the health of your relationship, it's impacting you in a negative way, and you really want to bring it to their attention? Well, how do you do that? There's the rub, as they say. That's where the XYZ technique comes in. When you do X, focusing on a specific behavior, and especially a behavior that can change. You know, don't ever say, you know, when you breathe, come on. But a behavior that's annoying, we'll come up with some examples in a few moments. When you do X in situation Y, and that's just to give more specificity, you want the person to understand exactly what your concern is. I feel Z. Now, again, if you're upset with somebody, you can say, you know, you no good, you jerk, you, how come you, trust me, that's not going to make the situation better.
No.
It's not going to get you the response you want. When you do X, when you do these behaviors in situation Y, I feel Z. Let me give you one that just jumped to my mind. You know, when you tell stories about me when we're out with friends, like happened at the restaurant last week, I feel disrespected. I feel embarrassed. I feel humiliated. I feel whatever. So you're not attacking them, you're just giving them information of how their behavior impacts you to the negative, and hopefully if they care about you, care about the relationship, they're going to be motivated to say, okay, let me work on that, because I don't want you to feel that way. When you miss the appointment that we had with the realtor last Wednesday at 4, I felt like you don't honor my time. I felt, whatever, put the feeling with it, which is the same as saying, you know, you idiot, where were you? We had that appointment. Why weren't you there? It's delivering the same message, I guess, but not in a positive manner. Is that making sense?
It is. I'm getting it. And I think by putting in the part about the location, or, you know, giving an example, makes it a little bit more real for the other person.
Right, that's the why, not to correct
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the well, Z yeah, is the feeling. You. No, that's fine. That's
I've been
fine.
Listening intently.
I appreciate
but
that.
Not enough.
I appreciate that.
But thank you.
You ought to watch the recording when we're done.
I think I will. I think I will. But I think, doesn't that make it, I mean, you're not just pulling things out of the air, you're actually giving a specific example, and for the other person, maybe that makes it more digestible and and real to them so they can maybe relate, go, think back and go, oh, yeah.
You know, and harder to deny and say, oh, you're just making that up. That never happened. Well,
yeah.
The more specific you can be. And also, Scott, that's a great point, is that they can now focus on what they need to do differently because they have a better understanding.
Right.
And again, by adding the Z, you're just saying, hey, this is how I feel. I'm not attacking you or demeaning you or putting you down in any way. I'm just telling you, when you do that, I feel uncomfortable, I feel anxious, I feel unhappy, I feel whatever. You're just giving information more than criticism or judgment or what have you.
Right. And it's not an absolute. I don't always feel that way towards you. Just at this particular incident, I feel this way. And I'm letting you know.
And you know, that's why you are the radio personality that you are. That's exactly right. You're using this to preserve the health of the relationship. You're using this to protect the integrity and vibrancy of the relationship. You're not out to cause trouble. Because we're in a good relationship, I want to point this out to you so that it doesn't become something it doesn't need to become.
Right. You're not always a jerk.
No,
just that one
always.
Time. Just that one time.
Just on days that have a Y in it, in my case. You can also use this in a positive, by the way. You know, when you stopped off to get ice cream last week when I was feeling a little poorly, I felt so appreciated.
Oh.
So you can use it in a positive way as well to make sure the person really understands how you feel.
That's a great twist, and I like
it. Feeling.
Thank you.
Oh, is that enough?
We're out of time. I'm so sorry. But I like the positive. I think that's really important, too. So, wonderful. The XYZ technique.
Got it.
With Ron Price. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
You bet. Ron Price, my guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.